President Mubarak met first with Italian Foreign Minister Massimo D'Alema and Tony Blair, the Middle East peace envoy for the so-called Quartet, made up of the United Nations, the European Union, Russia, and the United States. The focus of the discussion was the upcoming U.S.-sponsored peace conference scheduled for November. Egyptian presidential spokesman Suleiman Awad told reporters the conference must end with tangible progress.
The president said it time and again, the road to Iraq, the road to win the battle against terrorism and fundamentalism is going through the peace process and Jerusalem.
Awad stressed the importance of this round of peace talks in calming the volatility in the region.
The failure of this conference cannot lead to a better situation in the Middle East. It's on the contrary going to further complicate an already complicated situation.
As the first Arab country to sign a peace accord with Israel, Egypt has long been at the center of the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. But recent failures to mediate a peace agreement between rival Palestinian factions in Gaza and strong support for the Saudi-authored peace plan have pushed Egypt out of the limelight. Karim Gaber is the chairman of the Egyptian media consortium Rose Al Yusuf. He disagrees with the idea that Egypt's role in the region is diminishing. Gaber says the importance of the Egyptian diplomatic role is its ability to maintain good relations with all sides in regional conflicts. It is this ability, he says, that allows Egypt to be a successful regional mediator. After his meeting with Mr. Blair and Foreign Minister D'Alema, President Mubarak met with King Abdullah II of Jordan to discuss regional developments. Jordan and Egypt are close allies, and this meeting was the leader's fourth this year. President Mubarak's flurry of meetings will continue Thursday when he hosts Lebanese Prime Minister Fouad Sennioura. This is Cash Seal for VOA News, Cairo.